So why talking about basketball? We're really excited, Joe, to see the Kings or the NBL resume after a bit of a stutter thanks to COVID. We got the coach of the Sydney Kings, Chase Buford. He's joining us on the line right now. Chase, good morning.
Morning, Julian. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well this morning. I imagine, Chase, you are too, playing tonight for the first time, and I think it's 18 days. Are you absolutely chomping at the bit to get out there?
Yeah, we're all excited, ready to play a game. It's been too long, so, you know, got the arch rivals just down the road at their place, and, you know, we owe them one for the last one, so we'll be ready to go.
How tough has it been navigating this situation with all the cancellations, players in isolation at separate times? I imagine training would have therefore been interrupted too. What's the whole situation been like for you?
You know, it's funny. We had our first taste of it down here in Illawarra in the Blitz when our game was canceled due to a positive test in their camp, you know, a few hours before the game, and we were shoot around. And we just kind of realized in that moment it's going to be a season where we're going to have to be adaptable and be ready for a million different things. So our guys have taken it well. We've been in the gym working hard, and I think they've gotten a lot out of these few weeks, got healthy a little bit, gotten some guys rested. But, yeah, we feel good about where we're at heading into tonight.
It's a great rivalry, isn't it, with the Hawks? You're 3-3. It's a marquee game. But, you know, the question's been asked about all teams, whether the break helps or hinders you. And I suppose from your perspective with Jalen Adams, RJ Hunter, they've used that time to rest and recover.
Yes, like I said, it's been important for us to get healthy. We've obviously been missing some key guys, but the guys who have played in their set have done a great job. But no, it'll be great to have Jalen back in the lineup, RJ team a little bit, and hopefully get closer and closer towards a full-strength group.
Well, Jalen hasn't played since back in round one. We saw a little bit of what we can expect from him this season with people talking about the fact that he's going to be a scoring spark for you guys and really help with running the offense. Is he going to be that person this evening, or do you think it'll take him a little while to get back to where he needs to be?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think anybody's quite seen anything what Jalen's capable of down here yet. I don't think he's played to what he's capable of yet, obviously limited opportunities. But, yeah, I think you'll see a lot of that tonight. He's ready to go. He's chomping the bit to get out and play. But as the course of the year goes on, you'll see what a truly special player he can be.
A slightly inconsistent start to NBL 22 for you guys. But given the break, does it feel like, Chase, almost the start of a new competition?
Not really. You know, we had six games already. We, like you said, a little inconsistent, 3-3, played through a lot of injuries, played through some, you know, tough schedule changes, things like that. But no, we just got to keep building on what we've done so far and look to keep growing as the year progresses.
I feel like there are a couple of key matchups this evening. A couple I'm looking forward to seeing the likes of Jarrell and Xavier up against Duop Reith and Sam Froehling. How key is that going to be for you?
Yeah, it'll be huge. You know, our bigs are a big part of what we do, X and Rel. And obviously, the last game, Reith had a really good game against us. So a big focal point will be how we shut him down. And hopefully we'll have a game plan to slow him down a little bit and still have our guys go out and provide a lot on the offense, man.
Are there any concerns, given the fact that you've had the break, about a slow start and being a little bit rusty? How do you combat that as a coach?
Yeah, you know, it's always unpredictable when you have these long layoffs between games. Usually it's maybe a week or something, or a week or two, but, you know, obviously 2+ weeks, it's different. And I think it's just unpredictable. You might have a great start, you might have a tough start. You know, they might be great, they might come out the firing duds. You really don't know because they're in the same boat. But I think the most important thing is, you know, weather the storm early no matter what happens and just keep doing what you're doing. Keep plugging away throughout the course of the game. Regardless of what happens in the first few minutes, because everybody's going to be trying to find their footing the first half of a quarter or first quarter or so.
No doubt. I'm not sure if you heard us talking about Ben Simmons just before you jumped on the line, but a lot of our callers interested to see what will transpire with that whole situation over there. Just as an onlooker, I'm curious, what do you think will happen? What would you like to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously probably best for all parties at this point for Ben to move on. You know, I don't know how much better he makes their team at this point, and he obviously needs a fresh start as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at the deadline. There's a lot of big contracts and moving parts, and, you know, it's tough to take on for other teams sometimes. But and Philly's going to want a high return as well. So I bet he does get traded eventually by the deadline. I can't see either Philly or him wanting to have this hangover them over the playoffs in the offseason. But, yeah, we'll have to see how the next few weeks play out.
It's a great rivalry. When you take the court against somebody like the Hawks, especially with Gorge in charge, is it just another game for you guys?
Right now, you know, every game is just a really important game. We got to get a win. Obviously, you know, there are cross-state rivals just an hour down the road, and we know them well. A little fiery clash last time, but the most important thing for us right now is to get a win. You know, we're like I said, we're 3-3. We're desperate for each victory we can get, no matter who they come against.
How's somebody like Paul Smith feeling today up against his rival in Dori Kadari as well? How much is that spoken about within the organization?
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked to Smitty too much about it so far. Glad the talk is probably a lot less about all that other stuff and more about basketball this time. But, King Gong Smitty, I'm sure he's ready to go in front of his hometown crew. But, you know, bringing the Kings to town and hopefully looking to get a win. So I'm sure he'll be ready to go.
We are so looking forward to it. On the court, of course, it's going to be a great game this evening. Really excited to have the NBL essentially back, fingers crossed, touch wood. But Chase, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great morning.
There is Chase Buford, always good with his time too. The Sydney Kings coach, the season back on track. We've got 7 games in 7 days and the Hawks commencing tonight, the Hawks and the Kings at Wynn Entertainment Centre, 7:15 tip-off.
Really, really looking forward to this one. And I don't know if you've ever been down to Wollongong for a game, but the atmosphere is amazing. The fans down there really get into it, and it's a good occasion all round.
Who was it that used to lead the chant? Oh, I haven't been to a Kings game for a good part of 20 years or so, I reckon. I'm due back. I'm probably a bit scared of
you
COVID
definitely
at the moment.
Are due back. Even the atmosphere.
Can you hook us up?
Probably.
Thanks.
I know Julian O'Brien will be listening, so Jules, hook up a fellow Jules, please.
There's another Jules. We're everywhere. 0457 736 736. Thank you, Chase. Good morning, Dragon Man, Julian and Joe. Yes. With all the media, Mitch Stark did yesterday, he has to be a certainty to play. I think so. I'm a little sidetracked this morning. Go the Hammers and the Dragons, of course. Yes, 1-0. 75 minutes gone, so about 15 minutes remaining in that Premier League clash. West Ham leading Norwich 1-0. Thank you, Martin. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I was speaking to Bharat Sundaresan on the morning program yesterday. He said, look, if you're trotting out Mitchell Stark to do a ton of media, all things pointing to him playing. As we said, the strike rate in pink ball test, 26, first and only player to get 50 wickets in day-night test cricket. And progressively, his numbers across 5 test series, and Rick Finlay, the great statistician, had this, get worse. So first test, 24, second test, around 24. By the time he gets to a fifth test, he averages about 50. Having said that, he's never played a fifth test pink ball game. 0457 736 736. Do yourself a favour, get down to Hobart. Even for a test, it's a beautiful boutique stadium. It's not very big. You can get a statue of Booney, so photograph yourself next to the statue of Booney. and a Salamanca, you walk around, a beautiful seafood, great pubs, great wine down there. There was a great story. Harry Conway, the New South Wales fast bowler, good morning, Peaches, if you're listening. He made his debut for New South Wales in a game, a Shield game against Tasmania. And he was so excited, he basically went out and partied the whole night at Salamanca with his blue cap on. And he's a towering individual. He would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
I believe I've got flight credits down there. So my trip to Tassie, I told you it was on the list. It was at the top of the list. I was about to go, but was cancelled last year due to COVID. So as soon as I can, I will be getting down there.
Stu has got a question for you, Joe. Do you miss the old snake pit?
Love the old snake pit. Yeah. Do I miss it? I tend to go down there and see the guys are training anyway, so I am fortunate that I get the old smells as you walk into the stadium. It smells exactly the same as when you were a kid running around yourself, honestly.
And describe that smell for us on radio. Okay?
Oh, like dirty, moist, wet socks.
Tube socks and jock straps and denker rub and, standard locker room fare.
Yeah, exactly.
You just say, if you could bottle it, you would, wouldn't you? You go watch training, do you?
I do occasionally, not just to obviously watch training, but usually down there for an interview opportunity or something like that. Yeah.
1300 01 1170. That is the open line. Thanks to our good friends at McDonald Jones Home. West Ham 1, lead Norwich 0.